My name is Enoch An. I am 17 years old. Today is December 5th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Daphne Ip, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Irvine, California. So, how has your life been different than what you'd imagine when you were younger in Hong Kong?
Grew up with my grandfather, who it was a martial art master. That so I grew up with always very well disciplined with practice, exercises, disciplined. So always need to have good structures in my life. So that's how I was brought up. And so I think, and also there's a lot of, you know, respect we need to pay to elderly or whoever's, you know, our, you know, in our family. So respect is a very important thing.
So do you think that you are upkeeping those morals?
It's a bit different in the Western culture, which you often need to have a good reason for things you need to do, whereas in the Asian countries, a lot of times you need to just do it first, and then you might find out later why you need to do it. Whereas here, you will find out why you need to do it, then you do it. So I think that would be the big difference. And definitely, where I grew up, I need to listen, or else I might get disciplined, and sometimes it might involve, you know, not heavily physical discipline, but like, maybe not having a meal, you know, as a punishment, or get hit in the head or in you know, on the legs if I do something wrong.
Would you say, like, you envision yourself living in America, working as an occupational therapist, or did you imagine, like, still being in Hong Kong, doing something else?
I think I might still be in the teaching discipline. Like helping kids. I always like working with kids.
Did you ever see yourself living in America?
Not really. Not until, like I said, I grew up, you know, just always listening to parents, you know, planning things for me. So the reason why I end up going to school in America, because my parents say, hey, you need to go to school there. So, okay. Well, I just follow. I didn't really ask why. But I do like, you know, a little bit of adventure, so.
Which family member lived the most interesting life in our...
Well, of course, it's my grandfather, which is a martial art master. And he had a very interesting life in China, where he's really good with martial arts and have lots of students. And during the war, where Japanese invasion in China, he actually was famous, and it's a true story, famous of killing a soldier, a Japanese soldier, because he was trying to hurt my grandmother. So he protected her by, I think, stabbing him, and then put his body in the backyard. And back then, no one reported these kind of things, because it's during the war. So that was famous.
Do you have any interesting stories you remember about him?
Oh, yes, my dad always talked about him. That one time my dad was playing, he was a kid, playing in the backyard, fell into the well. And my grandfather get a long stick, just, I don't know, with massive strength, just put the not string, but the, it's a, not a string, it's a long stick made of wood. Is that how you describe that? But anyway, so, and stick it into the well, and my dad grabbed onto the stick, and my grandfather just with massive strength just pull him out of the well. And then try to protect my dad. One time the dog, it was a random dog running around and tried to attack my dad. So he just hits the dog just with one kick. I mean, literally one kick. That's what my dad described. One kick, and the dog just killed the dog. The dog just dropped dead with that one kick. So that was a famous one kick my dad always talked about.
Oh, so he killed the dog.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because the dog was quite vicious, like trying to attack my dad. So it's a self-defense.
Okay.
True story.
Where were your ancestors born? And how does that compare with the life you live now?
Oh, it's a huge difference. My ancestors are from China. So China is very different many years ago. That is maybe 70, 80 years ago in China. My dad have to illegally left the country. But in China, it's a lot of restrictions in terms of the way you think, the way you talk about the government. So you want to make sure you listen well and do the right thing, follow the rules. So here, of course, in America is different. You have a lot of freedom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, freedom of speech and freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm. Why did he flee China?
Because the government trying to take away a lot of the things. My dad's family, it was, you know, have this business and stuff, but then the government say, hey, you know, that belongs to the country. So trying to take it away from them. And that's not just that, but also, you know, discourage people being, you know, having the knowledge and trying to express their thinking. Basically try to suppress, you know, their freedom from going to school, doing business, making money. So everything has to go back to the government. Life is hard because it was really poor, not enough food for the family. So then one at a time, my dad's family, the siblings, they're all one at a time leaving the country. Illegally.
Do you remember any stories about them fleeing to Hong Kong?
Yeah. My dad and his brother smuggled at night, climbing through mountains and bushes. No jokes. Swam through the lake or whatnot, river or whatnot, and get to the border of Hong Kong. Then, able to get on a bus went into the city. And then when they get to the city, they get some relatives in Hong Kong. They're able to help them, hide them in this place, in this dingy apartment for days or months, weeks. Then for, I don't know how the time frame, but like for a period of time, there's a lot of illegal immigrants to Hong Kong. So the government say, hey, the Hong Kong government say, hey, you know, let's have a, I don't know what you call it, the name of it, but like that they let all the illegal immigrants to, okay, this is just a one-off, come to the register office. Now we can give you the privilege to stay in Hong Kong, to get your Hong Kong ID, this one-off. So my dad went and just lined up and just, so finally from an illegal immigrant, they were grant for this, able to stay in Hong Kong, having like the welfare, or the basically being a citizen.
It seems that that grandma and grandpa both have like ideals and freedom of speech and like democratic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or else people won't leave the country.
Like perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So what are their opinions about like last year's Hong Kong riots and Hong Kong protests against the Chinese government?
I think there's a lot of conspiracy theories behind it, but I think always freedom, it's for everyone. You know, my freedom, I want to have to be live in a safe family. I don't want my freedom to be taken away by other people that claims that fighting on the street, bombing the road, the, you know, blocking the traffic, it's a way they voice out of their freedom. So their freedom shouldn't be built on my freedom. Okay, I have my choice, I have my right to feel safe. You know, if their freedom, if they think that the way to get freedom is to hurt someone, that's wrong.
So you think it's too violent?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It should be a peaceful protest. Okay. It should not be burning things, hurting people.
Mm.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like a physical thing. Mm-hmm. It get out of hand, out of control.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's about it. Thank you for being interviewed.
Do we need to send it to someone?
You just post it and then I send the link to